Doing today?
Yes.
That's a blessing.
Yep.
It's good to be able just to wake up this morning and to give thanks for letting God get us here safely.
Amen.
I know the holidays are upon us, but God is still the reason for everything that we do.
Amen.
And when we was coming up from LA on Christmas, I seen a bum that was sitting outside AMPM, and he wasn't panhandling or asking for anything. But the thing that came out, he was like, today's the best day I had in many years. And he was just so happy and overjoyed and filled with love. And he didn't ask anybody for anything, but people was just going to the store buying them stuff.
Yeah.
And he was just so grateful that he was warm, had something to eat. It didn't matter about where he was staying. He was just happy and joyful.
Right.
And that's how we should always be, because this man didn't have anything.
Right.
But he had love, the greatest thing of all. And today, as we go into our lesson, the title I have chosen today would be Delayed But Not Denied. Because when you really look at things, our blessing is delayed, but it's never denied. And when we go before the Father, that'll be if we get denied and go to hell, then we know it was no more delay. So when we look into this and when you start to really read and understand it, I want to go back to the verses I'm going to be dealing with is Exodus chapter 32, verses 1. That's again, that's Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. And then also Matthew chapter 24, verses, Matthew 24, verses 36 through 40, and also 45 through 51. And then the last verse I'll be dealing with is Luke chapter 18, 1 through 8. See, as people, we look at life as I should have everything I want right then and there.
Yeah.
And that's what type of people have became. Even when you look at back at the Israelites, when they got out of the land, the first thing they did was, why have you taken us from where we got fed every day?
Right.
We were housed, we were clothed and everything else, but they couldn't really see the promise that God had for them. It was the delay on the promise. And see, we're the same way today. We go and say, give it to me now. But I got one thing for you. Even a rich person that deposits money in the bank got to wait till the bank open and get his own money.
Amen.
So at the end of the day, how can you expect God to give you something right then and there? So even down here in this work, on this earth, you have to be patient because you're going to be delayed. But see, as Christians, we should know that. We should know that we're going to be late and have to wait on God. See, when you look at delay, you have to have understanding that God will be there right on time. Let's talk about how the rich people, when they lost their money, when the stock market went bad, when everything fell, they didn't depend on God. They couldn't wait for the economy to pick back up. So what a lot of them did is they took their own lives, but not even their own lives. They took their family lives because they said, this is the end. And it was not the end, it was just the beginning. But see, without that money, they couldn't live. They couldn't survive.
Right.
They couldn't make it because their faith was in their money and their riches. When those that had their faith in God, they waited because it was only a delay. But let's look over at Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. Once again, that's Exodus chapter 32, verse 1. When the people saw that Moses delayed, there's that word again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delayed to come down from the mountain, the people gathered themselves together to Aaron and said to him, up, make us gods who shall go before us. And for this Moses, the man who brought us out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him. See, at the end of the day, when something go a little bit shaky, when the preacher don't show up on time or when something's not right, we got to wait. At the end of the time, we shouldn't be doing that. We should be starting. But see, he was gone just for a little bit. Moses had left. And first thing they want to do, they come to the second man who's supposed to be in charge, the other man of God. And what do he do? Let's read. So Aaron said to them, take off the rings of gold that are in the ears of your wives and your sons. So this is what he's doing. He's getting in cahoots with them. Because at the end of the day, who did he stand for? Did he stand for God or was he standing for the people? See, Moses was just delayed a little bit, just a little bit. Mm. But what happened? They said, let us make an image. That's why I said denied, but not delayed. I mean, delayed, but not denied. At the end of the day, people, we have to understand something. Regardless who's here, start when we supposed to start. Regardless what we're going through, pray when we supposed to pray. Regardless of anything we go through life, people, it's just a little season. That's all it is. And see, these people didn't really understand that. But as you read further, it says, and your sons and daughters, and bring them to me. So all the people took off the rings of gold that were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. And see, later on when you read, go home and read the rest, he basically makes an image, a golden calf. And when they do this, Moses has to come down. Because you see, God was about to deal with them right then and there. His wrath was about to be dealt with them. But when we read verse 11, but Moses implored the Lord his God, and said, O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? So at the end of the day, Moses had to go plead the case once again. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, we're steady pleading our case to God, but yet we do the same thing over and over and over. One day, God's judgment is not going to be delayed. It's going to be swift. And that's when we have to understand. See, when Moses left and was delayed, the people said, he is gone, so let us make an image. But see, at the end of the day, you should have had one strong brother there that should have been like, you know what, we're going to wait. You should have had one strong person that said, I'm going to believe in God. And not everybody say what's good for the goose is good for the gander. At the end of the day, we need to be strong Christians. We need to stand up for what we truly believe. This is a time where people are coming to kill everybody. Where people can walk in this church right now and say, who do you believe in? And will your question be delayed? Or will it be, I believe in God? That's what we need to ask ourselves, because it's coming to a point in time where we're going to have to do this. And it's going to be up to us as individuals. We can't look over and say, well, what did the preacher say? Because he's going to start at the back to the front. So at the end of the day, at the end of the day, you got to really realize some things. Because when you start going out there and say, I'm a Christian, and for you I live, for you I die, you better watch what you say. Because at the end of the day, God hears everything you say. And you might be put to a test, just like Abraham was put to a test. But you know what? Abraham passed his test because he was willing to put Isaac on that altar and sacrifice him. But you know, just right before he's about to draw that dagger into his son, the angel says, stop. It was a delay in the process. But you know what? He said, I know that you fear God. See, at the end of the day, Abraham did a lot of things just before he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, what if I find 50? And then he said, I am nothing but dust and ash, Lord God. But what if I find 45? See, God dealt with Abraham because he loved Abraham. See, at the end of the day, we can deal with God. But you know what? How much love do we have for God to get on that level? We need to reach that plateau and reach another plateau, people. We need to understand that God will always be there, but we have to be there too at the same time. We have to be willing sacrifices, regardless if we're sick, regardless if our health is not right. Right. Regardless how we feel, regardless how we want to treat others, regardless of any of these things, we have to be committed to God in Jesus Christ's name. See, and what I want to get back into is with the Israelites, they had made a covenant with God. When you read Genesis chapter 24, verse 3, they made a covenant with God. That's why their judgment, that's why their punishment was so bad. See, when you went in this pool and this water, you made a covenant with God too. So at the end of the day, this covenant you do not want to break. And that's what we don't understand. But see, let's look over at Matthew chapter 24. Once again, that's Matthew chapter 24. And see, when you get there, this is talking about no man knoweth the hour nor the time. But see, God is going to come back. And when he comes back, he's going to be looking for certain things. And it says, Matthew 24, and I'm going to start down at verse. I'm going to start at the first verse 24, 36 through 40. But concerning that day and that hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For in those days, before the flood, they were eating, drinking, marrying, and giving in marriage until the day when Noah entered the ark. It was a little delay, but God said, I'm going to flood the world. And at the end of the day, if he wasn't ready, he was going to die. But when you skip down to verse 45, it says, whom then is the faithful and wise servant? See, at the end of the day, we just talked about that wisdom. We talked about that understanding. But he says, who is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is a servant who has his master, whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you, you will set him over all his possessions. But if that wicked servant says to himself, my master is delayed. There we go again with that word delayed. And begin to beat his fellow servants and eats and drinks with drunkards. At the end of the day, we say, oh, I got a little bit more time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let me go on and party a little bit more. Yeah. Let me go on and do what I got to do, because right before God come, I can say, forgive me, Lord. At the end of the day, I won't want to play and take that chance. It's like playing Russian roulette, people. And people play Russian roulette in real life. I don't want to play that game with God. Because when you're delayed and you don't believe that your judgment is going to come, it will come someday, somehow. Verse 50, the master of the servant will come on a day when he does not expect him, and at that hour he does not know, and he will cut him into pieces and put him with the hypocrites. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's giving you a little taste what's to come if you try to delay God. When we say seek and save the lost, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Oh, this year's coming by, I'm gonna start next year so I can start fresh. We put all this in our mind. We keep on delaying it. We keep on putting it off. Well, I got a little bit more time. And then next year come. Well, it's cold outside. Then the next day, it's too hot outside. Did something, I'm hungry. We got an excuse for every reason to go preach the word. Yeah. And at the end of the day, all we're doing is delaying the destruction that's going to come. So at the end of the day, people, we need to understand. See, delay but not deny. God is coming, but will you be ready? Will you be ready, or will you say, I have to have a little bit more time? Because at the end of the day, when you're sitting before God in that judgment seat, what excuse will you give then? What will you say to your father when you come face to face with God? How will you react? Who will you try to blame? Because that's the first thing that comes to mind. Well, the preacher, the elders, they didn't share this with me. You know what I like about 2 Timothy 2:15? It says, study to show thyself approval. A workman not be ashamed. Rightly divide the truth. So regardless of what I'm up here preaching to, you should have your Bibles open to make sure I'm telling you the right thing.
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, if you're not studying and you're not understanding, who said I'm not preaching? There was a preacher that preached about 45 minutes. Mary had a little lamp. Mary had a little lamp, fleece as white as snow. And everybody in the congregation, amen, brother. Wasn't preaching nothing from the Bible because they didn't have no Bibles, but they was in agreement with them. That's why I say all the time, people, take the word with you at all times. Keep it with you. Even if it's a small Bible, have it on you, because your phone might die. And when you got the word next to you, you start to remember it. See, I know Brother Harmon and Pastor Brother Henry, they're older, not that much older. But I have to learn to get in the mold of studying, because when they get up here, they can quote it. They can remember it because they take it to heart. And that's what we need to do, people, because regardless if I'm younger than them, half their age or whatever, I have to start remembering these things, because the truth has to be here. Because at some point in time, I got to reach a different level. I can't sit up here and keep on, well, I'm going to get back to you with that verse. I might lose somebody's soul, I'm trying to say. I have to be ready in and out of season. And that's what we need to do, people. We need to be ready at all times. We don't know who we're going to come across. We don't know who we're going to bump into in our daily life. And that's what we have to be ready for, people. We have to not delay what God has promised us. And all we're doing is hurting ourselves. Let's look over at the last verse, Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Once again, as Luke chapter 18, and I'll be 1 through 8. Because at the end of the day, if you do what you're supposed to do, everything will turn out right for you. Yeah. And it says, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always to pray and not lose heart. Even when you're going through something, pray and never lose heart. And Jesus was telling them this parable to let them know. When it says pray without ceasing, that's exactly what it means. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither feared God nor respected man. So he knew about God, but he didn't fear him. So they's letting you know this man was a judge. He had power. He had authority. What do we see in today's society? We see people that are judges. We see people that are presidents that don't fear God nor respect him. And they still do what they want to do. But you know what? It's only for a season, because it's going to be they're going to get what there's coming to them. But you know what? We have to do our part as Christians and live right. See, when Obama came and said, I don't agree with certain things, and then a few years later to get the votes, I agree with gay this, I agree with gay that. He ended up start bending for the people just to get that position. At the end of the day, people, we don't need to be like that. We need to stand firm on God's word. Because at the end of the day, they said we have the power, which we do, because this country was built on in God we trust. But you know what? We so much in a closet. We so much want to sit on the back seat. We don't want to do nothing. Well, you know what? In due time, it'll get fixed. No. We got to get out there and do something, people. We got to get out there and make a difference. Because if we don't make the difference, who is? Our kids look at us as an example. Well, you know what? Grandma and Grandpa said it's okay, so we must be okay. No. We need to get up and take up what God has given us, the Holy Bible, in Jesus Christ's name. We need to start touching everybody we come in contact with. How are you today? I'm blessed. God has woke me up this morning. God has taken me this far. Verse number 3. And there was a woman in that city who kept coming to him and saying, give me justice against my adversary. So she didn't stop once. He said she kept coming. Now, this judge could have easily said, you know what? Throw her in prison. This judge easily could have said, cut her tongue out. This judge had power. He could have done anything that he wanted to. But you know what? God was right by her side the whole entire time. See, regardless what you go through, regardless how trials and tribulations, you might lose a house. You might lose a loved one. But you know what? God is always there. God will always be there. You can try to call somebody 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But the first thing you need to do is call upon God. Amen. Then pick up that phone. See, that's who we have an open relationship with, even when the phones are busy. And that's what we need to understand, people. Verse 4. For a while, he refused. But after he said to himself, though I neither fear God nor respect man, he's letting people know, I neither respect nor fear God. Wow. But he keeps on going. Yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will give her justice so that she will not beat me down by her continuous coming. Being persistent. You pray to God. Lord God, I give it to you. God understands that. But at the end of the day, it says pray without ceasing. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep on my knees. I'm going to keep doing what I got to do. And guess what? It's not on my time. See, because some of us think that, well, I prayed, God should answer me right then and there. God has no time limit. It says a thousand years is just one day with God. So we don't really understand it. We look, well, I've been praying since I was 14, now I'm 84. God's going to answer your prayer. God's going to do what he says. God's word cannot lie. You just have to be faithful to keep on praying, faithful to keep on coming to church, faithful to show up here, faithful to participate, and also do something in the body. And it said, and the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge says, and in verse 7, and will not God give justice to his elect? Which I got to understand, he says to his elect. Mm-hmm. To his elect. Are we not his elect people?
Amen.
Everybody didn't say amen, so some of us not his elect people. So we got to really start rethinking some things, people. Because if we're elect, if we're God's elect, and his chosen people, a holy priesthood,
come on.
We should always be happy. Where? We should always be joyful. We should never be blue. We should never be down in the dumps. Because God gives us this joy. God gives us this love. Just like this woman kept going to a man that didn't fear nor respect God, she knew who was by her side the whole entire time. Who cried to him day and night? Will he delay? Will he delay long over them? I tell you, he will give justice to them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?
Amen.
We got to start looking, people. We in a terrible time, people. It used to be overseas where you have to fear getting shot, getting killed, getting beheaded. It's coming over here rapidly. Pretty soon, somebody going to put a bomb somewhere and blow up a lot of people. It happened in Oklahoma. We just forget about it. It happened before. All history does is repeat itself. At the end of the day, how strong will you be? Because at the end of the day, if you stand for nothing, you are nothing. When you go back all through time, Abraham, Noah, God was there for all of them. He never left them. It was the faith they had. And I ask you today, how much faith do you have, people? Because it's a real thing. It's not nothing to play with or toy with.
No.
And when you really start to analyze your life, God has delayed his judgment on all of us for a very long time.
Man.
We don't know what we're going to hold when we leave this church today.
No.
We really honestly don't. But we have an opportunity to get our life right now.
Amen.
We have an opportunity to say, forgive me. I don't want to wait New Year's Revolution. What kind of crap junk is that?
Amen.
Because at the end of the day, when you make a resolution, you should make it right now, people. I don't got to wait till December the 31st,
that's right.
12 o'clock at night, and get on my knees and say, Lord God, I'm a change. I can do that right now, people.
Amen.
We can make a change when we get ready to. But you know what? It's hard to keep up with that change. And I understand that. But we have brothers and sisters here that we should have a connection with each other.
Yes.
The love we have for one another. If we have done something wrong to somebody else, we don't have to delay in saying, forgive me. You don't even have to go up to them and say, forgive me. And then you sit there and wait for them to apologize. I forgive you and I love you and go about your day.
Amen.
This is a time, people. Time is getting more hectic. When I grew up, all I had to worry about was walking down the street in the wrong color. Nowadays, you walk down the street, you get shot for no reason. I walked down the street with a Bible. I was coming down 7th Street and it was a person praying. Muslim person. People react to that. They go talk to them. They try to beat them up. They do all these things. And at the end of the day, that's not our place.
No.
Our place is to go ask them, do you know who Jesus Christ is?
That's right.
That's our opportunity. But see, we as fleshly creatures, we want to cry out and the first thing come to mind, look what you're doing to this country. And I ask y'all, what are we doing for God?
Amen.
Let this be on your heart, people. Like I said, God's going to come. I truly believe it. And when he comes, his judgment will not be delayed, people.
Nope.
It will not be delayed. But you got to understand where you stand in your Christian walk, people. Go and talk to your family members. Let them know God is real. Let everybody know you come in contact with. Because I'm reminded of that bum that I seen. This man was overjoyed and happy. And it was cold outside. I'm talking about cold. But you know what? He said, today's the best day I had. Glory be to God. Thank you for your time. Amen.